Hello, everyone, and welcome to We're Golden. Yes, we're back. We had to just get on here and do an episode about the golden divorce. Are we surprised? Probably not. My name's Jody Harrison Bauer, and I'm here with.
Kim Hodges, Content Kim.
And I know it's been a while since you guys have heard from us, but we took a little break. We were just waiting for the shit to go against the, what was it? Shit hit the fan, right?
Gosh. Yeah.
We almost knew. I'm not going to say, because otherwise I'm going to sound like a Monday morning quarterback, but already of us surprised. Were you surprised, Kim?
No, I was not surprised at all. I think I was surprised it was so quick, though. I really did think that they would wait till they had milked it a little more.
Yeah, well, what's confusing about it? I agree with you. I don't know why they felt a need to, if they're both making money right now, like they were just on Celebrity, what is it? Password? Not Password, Celebrity.
I didn't see him on that.
I haven't watched the show yet. Yeah, I thought, why not milk it a little bit longer? What caused them to feel they needed to file for divorce? So it was what is it? Celebrity.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what it's called.
Right. Celebrity
Okay.
something. So they had a whole bunch of people on there from The Bachelor, like, all the Susan, Kathy, Leslie, Sandra. I don't know why Sandra is, it's before we get into the whole divorce thing, I think it's a little odd because I don't really think that Sandra was a big name from the show. I don't really think, like, she didn't really capture my attention that much. Like, I get it, Kathy. I get it, Susan. April's fallen off of the Askin group. Like, did you see her Instagram post?
Yeah, she has fallen off, but I mean,
I think she wanted to deliberately, I think we talked about this in January too. I think she deliberately decided to detach herself from the Askin group.
yes, I could. It would have been hard to have all three of them do anything, and her personality was so different than the other two. It kind of would have been one against two, sort of. The other two just feed off each other so much, she may be just overshadowed. I don't know.
I remember feeling surprised that she was even part of that Askin group. So it was A, for those of you who didn't watch the show, it was ASKN. So it was April, Susan, Kathy,
Nancy.
Nancy. And Nancy seems quiet. She seems like she has a very cute little personality, like fun to be with type of person, but not as bold as Kathy and Susan. And I think April, from what we noticed in the show, does have a very outgoing, bold, and I bet you it was more of a clashing, right?
It could have been a clashing. It could have
Yeah.
been a clashing. And I think Nancy probably wanted to keep her life more personal
Hmm.
to herself, because I never felt like I got to know her very well. I kept thinking I wanted to know her more because
Right.
she seemed like somebody I would like. And I felt like April always had good insight, but hers was always more from a maybe a little more serious when it came to relationships and things about her perspective on it, because it was almost like a therapist.
Right.
And then the
Remember,
other two girls were just having fun.
absolutely. I sincerely felt that it was completely genuine. I do not think that they were trying to say, hey, let's work together and see if we can get something out of this. I really felt that it was a very authentic, genuine
They were easy. They were probably
happen.
both, yeah. I mean, for producers and everybody that are going to be working with them, especially like with their podcasts and stuff, you have to be easy, kind of go with the flow, be easy to work with, not trying to
Right.
get your platform across or anything. So they're just kind of giving their opinions and being themselves.
I recently heard them on an interview. I don't remember whose show it was. It was the two of them. And they were saying that if they had more of a say in what they could say on the show, these would be the things that they were talking about. And I get the feeling that they don't like being under that bachelor happy hour, which is where their show
Okay.
is. It's like, so it's very hard to find for a lot of people who are in our demographic, for example, who don't have a podcast, don't understand even what a podcast is.
And all it, well, and like, even if you try to find sometimes The Bachelor, like if you just put it out there and you don't know what you're looking for, you just type it in and you spell it wrong and it's not showing up and you can't find where to go watch it. Like,
I think they changed the name of the show.
Oh, they did? To what?
I think it's called Always On or Always. Yeah.
Well, they did one with Kathy and Susan. That was the one that they had on there.
Maybe that was the one where I heard maybe they asked. Yeah, because it was the one where at the end, Jared asked Kathy questions and it went on and on and on. And he's like, okay, we got to end this now, which I thought was funny.
Okay.
I thought that was very funny. So I think that everything has happened organically with the other ladies, the asking group. But I thought April's post was very funny the day they announced they were getting the divorce. And, you know, when we heard her on Nick Viall's show, we talked about it on the show, and she sincerely seemed like she did not have any, she didn't want a friendship with Gary, and she didn't have any type of romantic chemistry. She said he wasn't her kind of guy. She wants somebody younger feeling.
Yeah, I can see that. Younger meaning maybe not.
Oh, energetically.
Yeah, energetically younger that could actually move quicker. Like Gary did a lot of fun stuff, but I think he is kind of a slow paced kind of guy.
Oh, 100% yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, because I'm kind of like, you know, they showed him doing all these athletic things and how he's so in shape and all that. And I'm kind of like, he still probably can't get off the sofa and out that door fast enough for me.
I know, Kim. I felt the same way. I thought he's walking. And I mean, he's 72, but what we perceived him to be is, I don't think he was. And so why do you think they filed for divorce? Why, what's your thinking?
I think to me, I felt like probably when they went into what's the little suite called? What's it called again?
Fantasy Suites.
Okay. I think when they went to Fantasy Suites, they talked about their plan moving forward. It was more like I think she just lined his ass out and said, this is what I can do for you. Like, I am very financially, like I can do finances. I can do money. I know how to plan for these things. We're going to milk it. We'll do it together. I'll get you what you need and then we'll be done. That's kind of what I felt like.
I agree.
Probably happened. And I think she thought she could work with him. And then she was probably just like, holy hell no.
I am getting goosebumps, if you could see them, because I am thinking the exact same thing. I'm so glad we didn't talk about this beforehand, because I agree. Totally think that, I think they did have sex, but I also think she laid it out exactly what you said. This is what I can do for you. Follow my freaking lead, you know, Eeyore. So, because Eeyore. I think he was looking for somebody to like give him energy and take care of him emotionally and maybe a little bit financially. And she just, you know, tick, 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 tick. Mm-hmm. She ticked off the boxes. And Teresa.
And he wasn't looking to take care of anyone.
No. And we even felt that before that story came out, before the wedding. Mm-hmm. We even felt that way beforehand.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I think he would have, and we don't know what Leslie has. True. But I think that if he was in a financial situation where he can live anywhere he wanted, could take care of the woman he meets financially and emotionally, then I you know what? I don't know if Leslie would have been for him. Maybe she's too young for him. We said that also. She might be too young for him, now that I'm saying it out loud. I don't think that would have ever worked. I think Leslie would have lost her shit on him.
Probably. I mean, Leslie seems a lot more laid back and calm.
Yeah.
About everything. Mm-hmm. Like, just what it is what it is. But yeah, she may have realized, I don't know. I mean, we're kind of giving him a hard time, and I do think sometimes people do get married and go, whoa, this is not what I thought it was. Especially like, they knew going into it. Luckily they did a prenup. So that part was good. And they recommend that for everybody, which I thought was smart. But I think that they're at the age where, number one, moving in so fast when they really didn't have any life experience afterwards. Like, why'd they get married so fast? That's what everyone made you think it was all about the money.
Didn't you?
If they had stopped, if they had just dated like 6 months and then gotten married and slow played it out, maybe you would think they really wanted to have a relationship together, because then they could have learned about each other more instead of getting married right away, like moving in on all of the capturing all of the energy that was around it. Well, they were trying to finance. What's it called?
They were trying to profit from all of the opportunities. So from a financial standpoint, I definitely feel like it was Teresa running the show and Gary being in it 100% said, let's freaking do this.
And he didn't want to get rid of his little cabin probably. And she was probably fine moving to someplace together, but she said they kept looking for houses. That was probably just a bullshit thing. I don't know, but they never could pull the trigger on one. Well, 3 months isn't even very long to be looking for a house.
No.
Yeah.
And why didn't they have this discussion before? Like, what happened? Because right after the wedding, they said they're looking in South Carolina because her son lives there. So that kind of made sense. And there was something, I don't know, one of his daughters, but in a recent article, it said both of his daughters do live in Indiana. But I mean, his daughters are older, whatever. But I think that there was some kind of connection with South Carolina and one of his daughters. So what changed? Do you think they just felt like this isn't working? We made as much money as we wanted to make. Let's leave this as friends. And also the other thing I think is that Teresa, this might be really crazy, Teresa saw the other girls having a lot of fun and not needing to carry Gary on her back.
Yeah. Maybe, but does she think she's going to capitalize on it now on her own?
I do.
She doesn't have that charisma by herself, I don't think.
Maybe she'll team up with Susan and Kathy, which would be...
No, she could be a silent sidekick and not have much of a... She could be a follower as a third.
I could sort of see that, but I'm sure the contract would not let her.
Why?
No, I'm just saying, I'm sure whatever contract Susan and Kathy signed, it was just the two of them. But
unless they had this all planned out.
Teresa and Gary?
The whole Bachelor thing. Like, maybe they knew this was coming. I would hope not, because I do think it makes a lot. I listened to this one girl with her grandmother, and her grandmother was like, yeah, I could see this coming. And yeah, I did have a lot of hope. And yeah, it really did upset me. And yeah, I'm kind of like, forget it. It's never going to work for anybody. That's the one thing you don't want anyone to take out of this.
No.
But it's kind of hard not to, because if you liked Gary on the show and you liked Teresa, you were like, oh, it's love. And then you're like, oh my God, they're getting divorced. It would make you go, I'm not trying.
Well, and also, what does it say for the women who are in their 60s and 70s and looking for somebody and thinking, well, it happened to this really good looking guy and this really good looking girl. They were on friggin' national TV and they can't find anybody. Like, I'm just little, you know, Jody in Connecticut. Like, how am I going to find somebody if they can't? And even Susan and Kathy were saying that nobody worthwhile was sliding into their DMs.
You just got, it's, you know, I don't know. That's a hard one. Yeah, it is a hard one. I mean, you go, there's so many guys out there that you think are great guys. And then, but would you want to date them? I mean, at our age, it's going to be really hard to find anybody sometimes people get lucky. Like, I know someone whose husband passed away and it wasn't long before she met this guy who'd gotten divorced, who was a great guy. And it was kind of like, I'm so lucky I found my two love of my life twice. Like, that's a pretty big deal, but it happens. And they are great together. And you go, that is pretty special, but it doesn't happen all the time. And it maybe never happens for anybody ever, but I think you have to still be out there putting yourself out there. I think the fact they got divorced quickly, if it's true that they really were in love and they got divorced quickly at their age, probably a smart thing not to waste time and trying to make it work.
Totally.
I mean, but at the same time, That's super fast. So that just makes me think it's all BS.
I know. I'm
because the whole point about them getting married so quickly, that should send the flat. That should be the message to everyone. That was the big mistake. Correct. You don't have to get married so fast. Why would you have to get married that fast?
I think that if they hadn't gotten married this fast, that fast, that their rise to superstardom, let's just call it, their 15 minutes of fame would have just died out. So I do. I think that kept the momentum going. So she's the one at the end who quote unquote wins. They walk away happy. They announce their wedding. They're sending them to Italy. They get to go on that free trip to Italy or wherever they wanted to go.
But they didn't go.
Oh, they never went?
They didn't go on their honeymoon. Oh. I mean, from what I heard, because otherwise we
would have
seen. I don't
think so either, right?
Yeah, they were like, why wouldn't they wait till after the honeymoon if they were trying to milk it for everything? It was probably because they can't stand each other.
I think they can't stand each other either.
I mean, if they said on Good Morning America, they still love each other. If they still loved each other, why not go on a vacation together?
Look, we both know that if you really love somebody, if you really, really love that person with all your heart, you will find a house to live in, a home. You will either live someplace for 6 months and live another place for 6 months. If it's that important that you're near your family, it's not as if their children are in school. These are adults, right. Children. I get it. The grandchildren, so on. When my kids have kids, I'd like to be close to my grandchildren too.
Uh-huh. I get it. It's not like you have to be in the same state with them all the time.
Right. Right. And I would think that if that was that much of a big deal to both of them, and I get it also, they're on the show, it's a whirlwind, but don't you think it should have played a part in the decision-making? Because we knew that Faith was never going to move to Indiana.
For Gary.
And we knew that he wasn't going to move to Minnesota for Leslie. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Leslie, she's all of her family is in Minnesota, that she would have moved there. So I read somewhere recently that somebody, maybe it was a comment, that somebody said, why don't they should make the Bachelorette, Golden Bachelorette and Golden Bachelor in an area like, let's just say Oklahoma City, like mm-hmm. an area like Oklahoma City or Austin, a big city, Chicago, and say, we're going to find all the people in Chicago that are over the age of 60 and do the Golden Bachelor or Golden Bachelorette from this city.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And they do that with Love is Blind. They find a big city to do it. So when they do move back with the person they married, they could still go to work. I mean, this is a much longer show and it's more in depth, but that helps, especially when you are older, because in the normal Bachelor and Bachelorette, they're in their 20s. They don't give a shit where they live. They don't have, they have family, but they'll go anywhere. They're like, let's go to New York. Let's go to Nashville. Let's go to California.
True. But that's very true. That would be a good idea. Maybe not even, they don't even have to do it the same state. They could do it the same region. I mean, it could be Texas, Oklahoma, or like this.
No, you're right. You're right. Right. Like if it were on the East Coast, right. New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. Why am I saying New York, New Jersey? What else? Philly. I don't know. But yes, Northeast, Midwest, Southeast, Southwest. Yeah, totally. I hope the producers do learn something from this, because if it really is, and of course it's not just about the location, but I think it would make it a lot easier for families.
It'd make a lot easier for the older people like us to go, okay, this is where, because we're here, we're all in our places for a reason. Mm-hmm. Even though we may not want to be here all the time, or you may not want, like you'd be happy to move somewhere else. You could both make that decision together, just like you'd make the decision whether to go to one place or the other.
Right, right. Yeah. It's where you have your roots. It's wherever you are.
Yeah.
So I think he was getting more on her nerves than she was getting on his nerves.
Didn't he look worn out and tired?
So tired, so old, moving so slow. And she's still a little burst of energy.
Uh-huh. And he also, I could tell when he said something about, he used the wrong, tense when he said one, like he was saying something about it's best for our lives, but I can't remember what he said. And I was like, he wasn't doing that from his heart. He was trying to memorize something. He's better speaking from his heart because he's got it down so well, because it's not even from his heart. I feel like it's something he has just had to have for his business for so long, on how to talk to people to make them feel good and bring them in, and how the, you know, the whole thing. He, this time I was like, he has memorized what he's trying to say, and it's not coming across as true and real as he normally does.
Yeah, it wasn't genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But even when whoever the interviewer was from Good Morning America, when they answered, she said, "Do you still love it?" I noticed the rings are still on her. They were holding hands, and she's like, "Oh no, we still love each other. Yep, we still love each." It just, the whole thing seemed fake.
Yeah.
And
then she said, "Do you have to give that back, the ring?" And she said, "I think I do. Yeah, that's going to be a hard thing."
Yeah, I think it's just going to be sayonara. They're going to say goodbye and move on. And I think she's going to try to get back on, like try to figure out how she could.
You do?
Profit from this. Yeah. Yeah. Not from the divorce, but I think she's going to try to.
From the show.
Yeah, I think she's going to try to connect with the other ladies, because when you think about it, even with like this last season of The Bachelor with Joey, who was so cute and, you know, found the love of his life, hopefully, you know, she's, so you figure the prize is, if it's The Bachelor, the prize is he meets the love of his life and that girl meets, falls in love with him. And then that's the prize. That's the big prize. But now with social media being everything, these girls are just on the show just to get press, just to make money, just to be influencers. And the people that walk away making a lot of money are the girls that made a name for themselves in the show. Not necessarily the winner anymore, right?
Yeah, the ones that know how to make a name for themselves in the show.
Right.
Yeah.
So like Kathy and Susan. But again, I think that was all organic. I really do. But I think they're loving life right now. And I'm wondering, I'd love to know what Susan would say. I haven't seen her post anything.
No.
It was just that one by April. And the comments were like, wow, the day of the announcement.
She didn't wait 1 second?
She didn't wait 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our take on the Golden Divorce. We will be back with, hopefully there will be a Golden Bachelorette. So we will be back definitely when that comes out. And maybe we'll start up with a summer sesh.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. After, you have a big wedding in June, right?
June, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so after that, I'll be good.
June, you'll have, your mind will have some more space in it. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and it was so great to see Cammy and touch base with all of you. Remember to follow us on YouTube, and where else can they follow? Oh, and on the podcast, we're Golden.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find Kim at Content Kim. You can find me at Jody Harrison Bauer. And until we see you again, stay golden, everybody. Bye.
Bye.